worked into her arms. At the fruitless plain witch house, all the children, the nomadic antlers of malice. Beyond the land where crops will grow is the withered land. A shroud of thorns and tumbleweeds. A fruitless plain full of snakes and noxious leaves. But in this desolation, a house in an abandoned field and hidden, but for the roof by high tangled weeds, ripe with the fruit of poisonous spiders. Even here men came for her, the witch. Work for her arms, struggle and toil for credits of love. Some never get far, 3 weeks work for a full brief kiss. Others save for long hugs and endure the pain of separation as they struggle to harvest the spiders for the vile toxin that makes chemtrails spray. They work so hard and many fall to spiders' bites. Some toil for 6 months to have sex with her full on, one night of paradise. Each time this happens, she is pregnant. Each child born with a heart full of scorn and nomadic antlers of malice. They emit a shrill tone too high for the ear to hear, but through the ear it makes tiny holes in your bones. Conflicts and dust who danced with fields of the other evergreens, ceremonial tree. There was a war before you were born, a war of faiths that laid ruin to the land, burned down farms, left unknown numbers killed and laid in hasty, shallow graves. Long before you were born, there rose a dust storm that turned the sky black. A wall taking up the entire sky, horizon to horizon, and coming fast. A wind like claws that scrape the crops away. Filled babies' lungs with dust. Made barbed wire fences spark with static charge. And rain became a mythical thing. Folks sacrificed snakes, hung belly up on the wires as offerings to whatever gods will bring sweet and saving rain. Dust devils rose higher than men, and they stole cows and chickens. Spinning furs and feather flew, and livestock reduced to bones. So long lines of sacred tree shelter belts and groves were planted and tended into vast glyphs that could be seen only in flight. To re-moisten the earth, to save the plains. Now saved, conflict remains. Trees are nasty, awful pagan things. The government made to waylay our liberty. I'll take a shotgun, you know I've got one, and shoot me a goddamn tree. Frequently became abandoned with crows. That kid always had this unwholesome smell to him, like wet feathers. His mother saw how the crows would gather around him if he left him alone for long. So she abandoned him on a lonely country road, alone and knowing that he'd been abandoned. His mother slunk off, drove away, leaving him to play with the blackbirds. The crows would cuddle up to him at night and keep him warm, like blankets. They would bring back bits of food they had found, like Cheetos and bits of bread, cold French fries from thrown out sacks. The crows kept him alive until some family would see him alone, dressed in rags, wandering beside the road. They would adopt him, but then the cycle would begin anew. The sky blackens, flooded flatland's mantle holds his midnight. So the farmers pack into churches, invoke the three to do something to relieve them of the existence of the others. The rising culture of we won't do what we're told to. To help things along, they slaughtered calves and lambs. And the blood oozed down the aisle between the pews. And the skies began to blacken, and a strong hail howled like a curse aloud. So days on days of rain flood the mantle of the plains. The three's midnight drowned the land of every woman and man. And the kids and babies did float in the waters and did bloat beside drowned cows. When the water receded, the people returned and repeated, returned and repeated. Tree worship, black-faced horned creature. Whole large areas were cleaned of the pagan community. The good people moved in to clear out the trees. The shelter belts fell like dominoes, so did the groves. And these trees were spells to keep in a demon, something between animal and man, black-faced and horned. The man-demon's face full of rage, it broke into houses and ripped whole families apart to eat their hearts. Scores were killed before a posse armed with shotguns and torches finally cornered the beast and put it down. Two-headed bird, requiem for midnight. There is nothing like the mournful sound of the two-headed bird's requiem for midnight. Woody melodies from long, flute-like beaks. A song so strong, but never captured on recording, either digital or tape. Blackbird's Tale of Scarecrows. These long, thin humans whose ragged clothes blow in the wind, watching the fields day and night. From hunger, made weak, a crow goes to the field to feed its beak. A sudden rush from the corn rows, and there pounces a scarecrow. He twists the bird's neck with a soft snap, adds another bauble to his necklace of beaks. Sacred to appear use of holly masks. Red, red mask of fresh holly. We sing, we fling ourselves nude across the snow to carol holy songs, just howls and growls for their prehuman ballads. Sung by stout throats to echo in damp caves. Naked but concealed by holly masks. A yearly fantasy for the brave indeed, all pale and goose bumpy from the cold and ankle-deep snow. The shelter belt combines. In these dark times, there were battles, wars for ownership over the fields, disputes over a few feet of land. Combines were decked out with lances, mounted guns, ramming spikes. They hid behind shelter belts in groups to ambush enemy foot troops. Shotguns roar as they are spiked or run down. Hidden in trees, children's tin battle bugles sound.